This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man's soul to face. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Me damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
America, welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. The media continues to become unhinged after the awesomeness of yesterday's press conference. It is as if they were watching a completely different press conference than we were, of course. As throughout the campaign, they were watching a different campaign than we were, and so now where we are is that the media is freaking out, and we are just loving it. I mean, I got to tell you, if you it's again becoming increasingly clearer who the good guys are and the bad guys are, really. And the media is the opposition. Now, I've said this for the longest time now, but is becoming increasingly clearer now that they're just unhinged now. They're just freaking out. Case in point, on Thursday's broadcast of MSNBC's The 11th Hour, anchor Brian Williams argued that President Trump's criticism of the media were because... Now, listen. Now, first of all, Brian Williams? Really? Brian Williams, who was taken off the air because of fake news. Brian Williams? And that's why I've got this for you to listen to, because it's just amazing. So let me just set this up. So he was having a discussion with USA Today senior politics reporter Heidi Prisbilla. Right? So I just want to play this for you. But again, the level of cluelessness, honestly, of these people is exactly why Trump won, but they still don't get it. Listen.
Heidi, where to begin? The president spoke so often of these criminal leaks. Are they?
Well, I guess we have yet to find that out, but as a journalist who's been in this profession for quite a while, I have to say that that's kind of the basis, the lifeblood of our work. There's leaks in every administration. The difference today...
Oh, I love it. Heidi, that's been working for a long time in this business, she can't understand what a felony is? Really? Okay, Heidi.
Is it that is just the drumbeat, the pace of these leaks? And I have to say, with this particular leak, even if...
By the way, they let me just say this. They didn't care about the leaks. They don't care about these leaks, but they cared about when the quote-unquote Russians were leaking information about Hillary Clinton. That was a big deal to them. But this is no big deal.
He did, you know, deem that this was out of protocol. I doubt it was illegal, but if it was out of protocol, let's just distill what happened this week, Brian. The press provided basically the most essential task that the founders intended for us to do, which was we outed a public official who was lying to the public about the nature of his contacts with what many would define as a hostile foreign power. That is the most basic function of a free press in this in our society. And the president's response to that was to have a semi meltdown and to accuse us all of fake news, when in fact his own actions, which were to fire General Flynn, proved that that news was spot on. It was 100% accurate.
Because when you reduce the media enough in prestige, when they do report facts, those facts are diminished.
That's Brian Williams. That's Brian Williams. Brian Williams, king of fake news. I've never seen anything like that in my life. Brian Williams, king of fake news, talking about the press being diminished. Amazing. But this is where we are now. This is where we are now. This is our media in this country. This is where we are. I have, frankly, I got to tell you, I've never seen anything like this in my life. Never seen anything like this in my life. I don't know what the hell these people are talking about, what Brian Williams is talking about. I'm at a loss here. I'm at a loss here. I mean, what are they talking about, honestly? What's Brian Williams talking about? And this is exactly why they've lost all credibility whatsoever. And they wonder why. And by the way, did you see Shepard Smith? I'm gonna play that in a little bit. His reaction, insane. Insane. I've never seen anything like that in my life either. We'll get to that in a minute. But first, I got to tell you, the media is becoming unhinged right before our eyes. I've never in my life seen anything like it. And I think you can mark on your calendars the beginning of the end, frankly, of the media in this country. And when I say that, I mean the mainstream media, because you know you've got now, and see, this is the problem for the media, is that you know they had a monopoly on information for the longest time, and for the longest time, they really thought of themselves as just above the in a sense above the law. And so now the fact that you've got Donald Trump pushing back now, they are completely unhinged by that. They cannot believe, frankly, that that they're being questioned. That someone like Donald Trump has the audacity to question the media. They are they're apoplectic about it. And look, this isn't new, by the way. There have been presidents that have pushed back, but I can't recall one as effective, frankly, as Donald Trump. I've never seen anything like it in my life, frankly. I mean, really. The way that he is able to really manipulate the press now and the media, and they fall for it every single time. I mean, every single time. Donald Trump comes out and baits them. They take the bait, and they run with it. And every single time, they look like fools. We'll be right back.
in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie Hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, Somabiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Somabiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Somabiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Well, welcome back to the show. During ABC News' special report coverage following President Trump's press conference on Thursday, actor George Stephanopoulos seemed to be in a state of shock over the commander-in-chief's hostility to the liberal media. It's amazing to me how shocked they are. I mean, you know, just like I said, just the day before, they were freaked out because they weren't called upon. You know, after calling Donald Trump Hitler for 18 months, they wonder why they're not called upon. And I tell you, the reason why I spent so much time on this today is because of the, again, the awesomeness of it. And I know that by sharing with you, you also, I'm sure, agree with the awesomeness of the media. Listen to this panel discussion with George Stephanopoulos, Cecilia Vega, and then Matt Dowd. And again, Matt Dowd is the token conservative on ABC. Okay, you gotta listen to this.
That was the most amazing press conference by a president I have ever seen, and I've been watching it since the mid-70s.
I agree. It was the most amazing. But Matt Dowd doesn't mean it in the same way I do.
And I don't mean amazing and great. I mean amazing and spectacular insight into Donald Trump and his state of mind today. To me, when you have presidents take office, many of them are empowered and get bigger. You think you have a president in that press conference that looked smaller and actually more insecure in his position. It was reminiscent of Captain Queeg and a Caine mutiny and somebody saying, I'm going to search for their strawberries. He's in full-on conflict with the intelligence community, and he's in full-on conflict with the media.
I mean, just a couple of the words that I jotted down over the course of the last hour and a half, bizarre, contentious. If we're looking in, we're getting an insight into the mind of our president that he is just obsessed with coverage. He's clearly watching television at all hours, talking about late-night program.
Okay. All hours. He was talking about Don Lemon, whose show comes on at 11 o'clock. Late night. What, Cecilia, you're already in bed? Okay.
On cable, he shouted down reporters. He told people to sit down.
He walked in there with a hornet's nest of the press. What he did coming out of there was poke it even more. And so I don't think he calmed the media down and saying, I'm giving you the answers. You don't need to focus on this. He actually stirred it up more. So there's going to be 100 more stories that are going to come out of this.
Good. Good. He's not trying to calm down the press. Hello? My God. These people are so stupid. Oh, my God. Speaking of being fired, why is Shepard Smith still on Fox? I've said this to all the people listening. Fox is not your friend. Okay? Case in point here. Here's proof positive. Trump is...
Continuing coverage of the president's news conference that happened early this afternoon. And, you know, it's sort of our job to let you know when things are said that aren't true, especially by people you've elected. And this president keeps telling untrue things, and he does it every single time he's in front of the microphone. It's demonstrable. I can re-rack the tape for you. There were a lot of them today. Some of them aren't really big, but they're coming from the president of the United States. Today he said, I had the biggest electoral win since Ronald Reagan. He didn't. He said this repeatedly, over and over and over again, and every time he says it, it's not true again. Is it a big thing? No. But he's the one who brings him up. Nobody asked about his Electoral College win. And here's another thing. One of the biggest questions that the people who are asking questions have right now is, what is this relationship with Russia? When Russia was hacking into the election, hacking into the Democrats, the DNC, your guys were...
By the way, Julian Assange has said repeatedly it wasn't the Russians. He is pushing a fake news story. Shepard Smith, that's your Fox News. To all the people listening, that's Fox News.
Talk about that. We don't get a straight answer on this question, which leads us to continue to ask the question. And then he says Russia is a ruse. It's fake news. The leaks are real, but the news is fake. So that's impossible. He's saying that the information in the leaks is accurate. After all, it's the reason he fired Mike Flynn, right? Well, he says he fired Mike Flynn because it's very confusing.
Yeah,
Jeff Mason's with us, White House correspondent for the Reuters News Agency, and the head of the White House Correspondents Association. John Bussey's here, associate editor of the Wall Street Journal. I hear you over there, Jeff, trying not to upset the apple cart here, but we keep getting a series of untrue things. And it seems if he yells at us for pointing it out and calls us names and calls us fake and stuff, when we are pointing out that the President of the United States just told another untrue thing, that he's going to yell about us and people are going to tweet about us. Things I don't care about at all. If they tweet, because I don't read the dang tweet. But it's up to people like you and all the rest of us to point it out when the President of the United States keeps saying things that are demonstrably, unquestionably, opinion aside, 100% false. And when he won't answer a question as simple as, the Russians are interfering in our election, this is a demonstrable true thing, your people were on the phone with the Russians.
It's not a true thing, okay? I my blood is boiling, listen to this idiot on Fox News. This is worse than anybody on CNN.
We're on the phone with the Russians. Did you talk about the interference at all? And we can't get a straight answer on that. That's bothersome, isn't it?
Well, I don't disagree.
Oh, my God. Why does this guy still have a job? Why is he still on Fox News? Why? I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. And to all the people that listen to me, Fox News is not your friend. We saw that throughout the campaign. Megyn Kelly. You think that Megyn Kelly just went rogue? No. She was told to try to sabotage Donald Trump. The people running Fox News now are Rupert Murdoch's sons. They are avowed leftists. They believe in global warming and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? This is Fox News. And don't forget it. I mean, why is Shepard Smith still working at Fox News? Because Fox News is not your friend. Remember that. Always. You see, they do the Jedi mind trick on you. And in a sense, I said this to somebody the other day. I wish I didn't know so much, man. We'll be right back.
The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. There is a report that Rex Tillerson, the new Secretary of State, has effectively pretty much fired everybody over at the State Department. It's being described as a bloodbath over at the State Department, but that's what needs to be done. We need to drain the swamp. We need to drain the swamp. And the swamp is these professional bureaucrats, these nameless, faceless bureaucrats that are not elected by anyone, that have been in Washington for decades, that shape and make public policy. These people need to go. They need to be fired, along with Shepard Smith from Fox News. I don't know if you saw this exchange, but I wanted to bring this up. During the press conference, Donald Trump was asked by reporter April Ryan, who is a black woman. She has, inner city radio or black radio or something. And forgive me for forgetting. Anyway. She asked Donald Trump, April Ryan asked Donald Trump if he was willing to work with the Congressional Black Caucus on issues like inner city development, among other issues. And his response was, hey, listen, by the way, do you know them? Are they friends of yours? Can you set up a meeting? Right? It's totally innocent. You know, he said basically, hey. And, of course, the media picked up on this as being racist. Even, and this is why some of the media that I hate some of the right-wing media more than I hate the left-wing media. A good example is Red State, okay? Red State. They are such losers. They are still never Trumpers. So here's what Red State said. I honestly don't know what he was going for here. Best case scenario, although it's really bad still, is that he was being snarky and basically saying, hey, they're Democrats, you're the liberal media, you're basically the same. But that's really clever, so likely not what he was going for. He saw a black reporter who was asking about the Congressional Black Caucus, and he assumed they were tight and asked him to do him a solid and set up that meeting. Whether he meant there to be a racial overturn or not, you know, that's how everyone is going to take it. Well, that's how you took it. Over the people over at Red State. Okay? Idiots. Now, I want to play this exchange for you. And you tell me if it's racist. Because last night, as I was watching CNN, CNN had April Ryan on. There was a panel. And she kept pushing this Aaron Burnett. It was Aaron Burnett. It was the show that Aaron Burnett has. See, I watch this stuff for you guys. And Aaron Burnett like kept pushing her and saying, well, isn't it, don't you think it was, his question was, racist? Isn't it racist? Isn't it racist? Is it racist? This is now racist. Now, listen to this exchange. Now, you tell me if this is
racist. Are you gonna include the CBC, Mr. President, in your conversations with your urban agenda, your inner city agenda, as well as...
Are you gonna include
the Congressional Black Caucus and the Congressional...
Well, I would. I tell you what. Do you want to set up the meeting?
No.
Are they friends of yours?
Mr. Reporter.
Better set up the meeting.
I know some of them, but I'm sure...
Let's set up a meeting. I would love to meet with the Black Caucus. I think it's great, the Congressional Black Caucus. I think it's great.
So that is now racist. Okay? So this is the Associated Press today. Okay? Let me just read this to you. Black lawmakers are dismayed by Trump's invite to Black Reporter. Okay? Members of the Congressional Black Caucus expressed bafflement and dismay Thursday after President Donald Trump asked the Black Reporter to set up a meeting with them. Oh, no. Representative Jim Clyburn of South Carolina said there is an element of disrespect in Trump's comment to journalist April Ryan asking her whether she was friends with CBC members and could convene a get together. How is that racist? He's not going to ask any other reporters to do that for any other group, so why did he do that to her? Well, because she asked him a question about the black inner cities, if he's going to work with the Congressional Black Caucus. That's why he asked her that. Because she asked him a question. It was a response to her question. Hello, idiots. This was Jim Clyburn, the veteran lawmaker and member of the House Democrat leadership. When asked whether Trump was implying that all black people know each other, Clyburn said, I don't know what his implications were, but that's my interpretation. Really? Are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding me right now? That's what you got out of it? Because that's not what I got out of it. Again, it's like the game telephone. I mean, this is what this is. Representative Joyce Beatty of Ohio said, "We have a rich history. We have some almost 50 members of the Congressional Black Caucus. We're not new. What a president should say is, yes, it's already on my agenda to talk to them." Ryan is a longtime White House reporter and Washington Bureau Chief for the American Urban Radio Networks. Okay, that's the name of it. I'm sorry. She asked Trump at his East Room press conference on Thursday whether you plan to include the CBC in your conversations with the urban agenda. Okay? Representative Keith Ellison called Trump's remarks another abuse of protocol. Donald Trump knows how to call Cedric Richmond our chair, and that is what he should do. So, Trump is now racist because he said that. Really? This is now racist. Because he said to a reporter, in response to her question, Hey, I don't know. Can you set that up for me, dude? This is where we are now, people. This is where we are now. Where Trump says, and look, and I don't think he meant anything bad by it. He was just like, she asked him a question, and for him it was kind of a stream of consciousness thing. So he's like, well, you know, I'd love to talk to them. Are they friends of yours? Do you know them? It's what anybody would say. See, again, normal conversation. Normal conversation, but they freak out, and it's now racist. This is what's racist now. Because Trump asked this reporter, well, yeah, could you set up the meeting? Because, you know, I've tried, and, you know, they won't call me back. So let's do it. And that's what Donald Trump does. He's getting stuff done. But he's racist now. This is where we're at now. And you wonder why it is that we are where we are.
We're so divisive.
Yeah, I wonder why we're divisive. Because the social justice warriors will always throw down the race card for any perceived slight whatsoever. Really? This was racist behavior? Come on. You can do better than that. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You are what you eat,
No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. There's a an article today in the Daily Mail. Half of families now text each other in the same house. Experts say the tech craze could have a catastrophic effect on family life. 45% of people message somebody under the same roof on their phones. In a third of households, people use their mobile phones during meal times. And more than 4 in 10 parents complain their children have ignored them. So nearly half of families with children now text each other and they're in the same house. Dr. Richard House, a psychologist, said these communication technologies are almost certainly having long-term and possibly dramatic impacts on family life. It's potentially catastrophic for the human relational values that underpin family life at its best, with real face-to-face communications being increasingly displaced and sidelined by the machine. How many times have you seen this? Because I see this all the time, by the way. Tonight I will go to you know, my favorite Italian restaurant to have dinner, and I guarantee you, I will walk in, and there will be a family gathered around the table. How many times have you seen this? Where everyone is looking down at their phones, or they have, for instance, you'll see this. They'll set up the kid in the baby chair, little baby, toddler, whatever, and you'll see them setting them up with the iPad. And you just go, what the hell is going on? And I see this, and I'm telling you, this is going to have a long-lasting effect on human beings and the fact that you know, I already see this. I see this all the time. How many times you walk down the street, and especially with younger millennials, and you may encounter a millennial on the street, and you might say hello to them. Like, you know, you would say hello to anybody walking on the street. If you make eye contact with them, you say hello. And they look away, and they freak out. Because I'm telling you, they have no contact with human beings. They have no idea how to deal with people. I've said this over and over and over again, but this caught my eye that now half of families text each other in the same house. That is bizarro. I had a friend of mine tell me a story about how he's got this buddy and him, this guy and his girlfriend will literally sit there and text each other. They could be literally sitting next to each other and they text each other. It's insane. It's bizarro. And I'm convinced that you're going to see a birth rates that are going to go down going forward. You're going to see a whole. In fact, there's another story I read about Elon Musk was saying just today. This is another story just today that I read, saying that that we should be very mindful of artificial intelligence going forward, and that could wipe out the human race. And I think it's already beginning. It's insidious. What's happening? And when you think about it, if you have people sitting at home and the kids are texting each other when they're in the same house, that is psycho. The study found that a third of us worry that family members are becoming lazy because they spend too much time playing video games. 8 out of 10 still say that technology has a positive effect on their lives. Those who think technology has improved their lives value activities such as online shopping and the ability to stream TV shows on Netflix. More than a quarter also valued the peace of mind technology brings. 6 out of 10 say that it's become easier to stay in touch with family and friends. No, it's not. Households with children in particular suggest that technology can at times be intrusive, with people communicating via their phones rather than in person and at inappropriate times such as during family meals. This is the fault of parents, frankly. I wouldn't allow this. I mean, I wouldn't allow this to happen. But yet, I think what's happening too is that I think that a lot of parents, and I've seen this, a lot of parents will, for instance, they use the iPad as a tool to entertain their child or to some type of high-tech babysitter. And you see them, they're engrossed in the iPad. And looking at the iPad. And I gotta tell you, I think it's very destructive. You know, you see, it's bizarro. I saw this the other day. I was at a restaurant, I was having breakfast. And there was two women, they were getting out of the yoga class. And one of them sat down at a table, and the whole time she's just looking at her phone. She's just looking at the phone, and then her friend comes by. They don't say a word to each other. The other one sits down at the table, and she's texting, looking at the phone. And that was it. They didn't say a word to each other, and they just looked at their phones. And they must have just done this yoga class together, but they didn't speak to each other the whole time. Like, the whole time I watched them. And I was like, it's bizarre. Like, it's so bizarre. Like, you're walking down the street and you see people looking at their phones and they're just, or in their cars, and you see that all the time. You know, notice how it used to be that you would watch a car swerving back and forth and you'd go, oh, they're drunk. You go, oh, look, that guy's got to be drunk. And then you'll pull up and what they're doing is they're looking at the phone. It's It's insane. Or you'll come to a, how many times you come to a stoplight? You look next to the car next to you. They're on the phone. Or they're slowing, or somebody's in going really slow in front of you. They're on the phone. You know? It's insane. Put the phone down. What's in, I don't understand. What's in the phone? Like, and what are you doing? You're checking your Facebook? Really? See how many likes you got? It's insane. I'm telling you. That's bizarro world. Okay? That is bizarro world. Put the phone down. Talk to each other. And I'll say to people, I'll walk right up to them and I'll go, why don't you put the phone down and talk to each other? You guys look like psychos. And they look at me like I'm the psycho for telling them that. And I'm telling you, these kids, I guarantee you, they're not even getting laid. When I was that age, when I was a youngster, 24/7, all I thought about, was how I'm going to get in so-and-so's pants. That's all I thought about. These kids are just on the phone now. Where they're taking selfies. They're taking pictures of their food. Okay? Stop. Nobody cares about what you're eating. And you don't need 650 selfies. Okay? Put the phone down. All right. I'm out of time for the day. Check out the website, edwardwoodson.com. That's edwardwoodson.com. Also, like us on Facebook, The Edward Woodson Show. And by all means, follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you every day to give you your fair share of the truth, because you're entitled to it. Good day, America. No.
Thank you for tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show. Changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Trump has done it, and the leaders of the New World Order aren't happy. Widespread civil unrest is coming, and major cities will burn. Are you prepared? Infidel Body Armor is more than just armor, and it's more affordable than ever. Protect your family. Get the gear and training you need. The Ultimate Shooter Kit is on sale and ships free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.